Okay, Priya, continuation of that. An ashram thing. Well, you know, again, I'm just looking at history here. And if someone can learn something from it, then good. Otherwise, take it as entertainment. But, you know, we had sometimes people in the wrong positions, and I can still see them around here and there. Sometimes it happened by ambition, sometimes just by coincidence, by whatever. But then you got, for instance, a leader there, temple president, the top guy. It used to be like that, the top guy, who is basically a little dictator. Everyone follows what the temple president says they should do. He's in charge. And you know, when, and I can see it today, in the leadership of Europe, you know, entire nations, and you, it's people who kind of just climb up that way, and when knowing the right people, or, you know, having fine title, education, or whatever, you slip into that position and then work yourself up, upwards mobility, as we call it, which is an expression came from America for natural reasons. We had that a lot in ISKCON back then. That's where I first heard that expression. And there you are. Wow, what a good position I climbed up to here. Now I'm really someone. But then, you know, that position contains responsibilities. And if you can't fulfill those, then you can cause chaos. And then you can blame others. And, you know, and often it means that when you're under pressure, especially, and you're not competent for that position. Therefore, leadership positions, they include a lot of responsibility. One shouldn't reach for them just for the name and fame and glory, because that will only stay and come for real if you actually do the good work, if you actually fulfill that responsibility properly and take care of those that you are leading. Because leadership means you are the servant of those who you lead. Your job is to help them to, you know, to get a functional life and work and whatever. If you don't, then it's going to come back on you, revolutions or whatever. But what then happened also, and I saw it, that maybe that's because you came from the outside world where everything is just karma world, useless. And we know everything more than they, because we are the Brahmanas and the, you know, real Vaishnavas above everything and everyone. Which means that if someone comes and joins that temple or that project, they were very often, more often than not, I would say, treated and nedsättande, I don't know the English word, down, pushing ways. By that leader who was sitting there and was himself not at all qualified as a leader, but had this need of staying in power up there. So we could see sometimes how a person came, a nice, there could be people who were actually managers working, having good jobs out there in society. But you didn't even see that, you didn't even ask, you didn't know who they were. They were simply, you know, you can wash the pots or something, clean the floor, do some service here, you know, we are in charge and you just do what we tell you. And yes, I was in that situation, and I was a manager of a temple in Gothenburg, and the restaurant and all of that. And as I said before, I had no training or not much competence either, I would say. I just tried my best, but then I realized that one of the Krishna's friends, as we called them then, congregational members or whatever, I just found out recently, because we're still friends, that he's... He's been working for years and years in top management positions in the city. Had I known it back then, I had my proper understanding of things, I would have asked him to be the temple president or whatever. So I think that, you know, and that's why I'm talking about this, that there are these things that should need to be put right into place, and not, you know, where we also have to see the faults, the mistakes that we made that are still there in the system, so to speak. Because once something is there, it becomes part of the whole world that has been built up there in that group of people, and especially if that group is very, you know, conservative in the way of honoring traditions and upholding them, you know, not changing them, such as is the case in ISKCON, I would say, or was at least, then even the bad things, the wrong things, can become cemented into the structure. Even the youngsters may think, oh, Prabhupada made it like that, you know, we should keep it like that, or the other, some other great acharya or leader made, you know, the leaders made it like that, so that's definitely how Krishna wants it. I mean, somewhere like that, it's a simple way to, of course, that's how most people are. Following leaders, it's simpler that way, right? Just trust the leader and do what the leader says, and you are, you know, you can never go wrong, right? But if the leader goes wrong and you follow, then you're also going wrong. So yeah, maybe something to think of.